Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
You bet.
It's great to hear your voice. I was talking with Jason about Benjamin Franklin, and a quote has been attributed to him. And that is, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And so my question for you is, how much of that would be true, the healthy part?
Well, healthy for sure. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it could help you become wise because you've got a brain that's functioning better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, how you use that brain is going to determine the wealth, of course.
Right. And wealth could be measured lots of ways. It could be measured in Federal Reserve notes. It could be measured in land. It could be measured in farm animals and land. It could be measured in happiness. I know that when I went to my 25th high school reunion, they had this unofficial, vote of who was the most successful. And it was really surprising. And there were guys there that, were heads of legal firms, had medical practices. There were guys who had construction companies that would build roads for the state. I mean, massive, massive construction companies, build college campuses, huge companies that would, construction companies. And they attributed the most successful to me as a farmer. They could all buy and sell me many times over. But they measured it in freedom and the ability to do what you wanted to do when you wanted to do it. And they didn't have that because if they stopped paying attention to their business, they would lose it. So they were married to their business. They had trouble staying married to their spouses because their spouses weren't being paid attention to by, the guys running these businesses. And their children were running amok. So they had problem children, problem wives, high-maintenance wives, and plenty of money. And so they thought that, I guess what they were saying is they would trade the money for freedom and being able to do what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. But they couldn't do that because if they turned their back on their business for a weekend, their employees would rob them blind. So I guess wealth is measured lots of ways, right?
Oh, yes. And to me, the only wealth you really need is happiness.
Right. And that's what they didn't have. They didn't have as much happiness, but they could buy some, periodically they could buy some happiness, spur of the moment, Lamborghini or something like that.
You could also call that satisfaction.
Yeah. And, and by the way, Dr. Shealy, I'd love to hear your opinion on this. That's how I measure the day. So at the end of the day, I look back and I look at what I've accomplished. So maybe that would be some kind of a satisfaction index. I don't have a numerical a way of measuring it. I look back and I say, wow, okay, I fixed these pieces of equipment. This is what I accomplished, but I didn't complete. And, here's what I've got to do tomorrow. But can I look back at what did I accomplish today? And I look at how satisfied I was with my performance. And, if I don't finish something, I don't give myself a failing grade. I just, look at why I didn't finish it. And, is that reasonable? But I do look at,
am I satisfied with how much I actually got done?
Right. Right. Do you do that too, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you look at in terms of what you got done? Patients seen, studies accomplished? What?
You know, just things finished on my checklist, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And my checklist is, I mean, really, it is gardening, the clinic, mm-hmm. and writing. Mm-hmm. I mean, those mm-hmm. are my biggies.
You know, I went to when I went to the university, I studied management, and I went to the School of Management, and I was taught, you know, to have targets, meaning goals, and the steps to achieve those goals. And so I was formally trained, and I was actually certified that with a sheepskin that I actually completed the course of study in doing that. However, I don't do that. I don't think I've ever really had a list or charts or written down goals, you know, 1-year goal, 5-year goal, 10-year goals. I've never done that. And I started corporations, and I've never had goals with those either, except for, you know, writing a business plan, which was required by venture capitalists. But other than that, I haven't had written goals. Do you have written goals, or did you?
No,
or
they're all in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where mine are. And I wonder why it is that some people say you have to have these written goals in order to achieve these, you know, levels of success. And I remember being at something called an entrepreneurs forum back in the early 1980s. And this was in Silicon Valley, California. And three of us we started a corporation, and three of us were invited to share our business plan with guys who have made it. Now, I'm talking about Atari and National Semiconductor, Intel. I mean, major, major players in the industry. So getting invited to one of these things was a real honor. And what it was the back room of a restaurant, you know, let's say 30 guys who have made it, 30 entrepreneurs who were attributed with a great deal of success, and they would review the business plan. They would look at it, you know, the 30 days before the restaurant meeting, and then at the luncheon, which we were invited to, we didn't get to eat. We got to be barbecued, roasted. And so these guys all read in detail our business plan. And then they peppered us with questions. And, I mean, we were skewered, financial questions, business questions, marketing questions, every kind of question you could think of in terms of starting a business. And at the end of this hour and a half long or so luncheon, each one of us was asked why, a final question, why we wanted to do it. And I failed miserably when I answered the question because I didn't say, well, by their standards, I failed miserably. Yeah, yeah. And the question was, you know, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to start this company? And I said, I'm paraphrasing, that I want to look back at yesterday knowing that I've done the very best I can. And they didn't respond to that until all three of us answered, you know, why. One person said he wanted to be rich. Another person said that he's a great engineer and he wanted to be, you know, compensated for his great engineering designs, etc. And I just said, I just want to look back at, you know, yesterday and know that I've done the best I can do, you know, kind of period. And they said, you know, first guy, you're going to make it. Second guy, you're going to make it. Vinny, you're never going to make it.
And yours, in my opinion, is the best answer. Oh, well, can't all be perfect like us if they could try.
But that's the absolute truth of how this went. And to me, it was quite fascinating. So there's a part of the equation that deals with greed, you know. And I guess some people who are attributed to being greedy seem to have an ability to make a lot of money. But I never had the desire to make a lot of money. I, you know, if I had a choice between making a good product and surviving, you know, the business environment and making a lot of money and having a lousy product, I would choose the good product. Because
to me, that's the spiritual goal.
I would be embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed if I made a marginal product. Or I would be embarrassed if our corporate motto was, we're no worse than anybody else.
Right? And, like and that's, Coke and most other things.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting, Dr. Shealy? I think that is a common thread that goes along with most of us as instructors here at USA Prepares. We want to be the best we can be, and we're not in it for, you know, for the money. We're not in it. I remember our son drove up to see one of his friends. This was in Virginia. And his father was a very wealthy eye surgeon. And our son showed up in a used older Mercedes that he bought. And, you know, it was an inexpensive, in terms of purchase price, Mercedes, but it was a Mercedes. And he showed up at this guy's house, and the guy said to him, we were building this house. And he said, so I hear you're building, the surgeon said, so I hear you're building a house. And our son said, yeah, my father and my brother are working on it right now. And so what are you going to make it out of, vinyl? And he said, no. Wood siding? No. So what are you going to make it out of? And he said, stone. And so then the eye surgeon looked at our son's old Mercedes and said, you drive an old, you know, an old jalopy. And our son turned to him and said, so this is coming from a guy who drives a Lexus? So our son kind of put down the Lexus because it wasn't a German car. A very interesting perspective, I guess, is what I'm saying. And this was a man who charged about $15,000 an hour for eye surgery. $15,000 an hour. Mm-hmm. So there was some greed there. And that's why our son fired back the way he did. I think greed is something that's not necessary. I really don't think people need to be greedy. I think
well,
it'd be nice if
it is a sin, really.
Yeah.
Because if you want it at the expense of someone else, if you if you cut corners, if it's not done just to help people, it's of no value anyway.
So they had this little barbecue, and they had these very expensive steaks, and very, very expensive. And they put them on the grill, and they had more steaks than, you know, mouths to eat. And at the end, they just threw out, you know, three or four extra steaks, just, you know, whole steaks, just threw them out. That would never happen at our house, Dr. Shealy, never. If there were extras, they would be put in the refrigerator. And if there were, you know, bones or a little bit of meat to be cut off the bones, that would go to the dogs. It would not go into the garbage because that's a sin. To us, that's a sin.
Waste.
Being
waste, right. waste. You know, to a large extent, most problems are a lack of common sense. Common sense is so simple, so straightforward, so honest.
And so rare. Yeah. When we come back, Dr. Shealy, can you share what's new in the world of Dr. Shealy with your studies? I think you've got something fabulous to tell us.
Yes.
Dr. Shealy, and I'll be right back. Dr. Shealy, his website is normshealy.com, NormSheely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to be on the air with Dr. Shealy and ask him your medical questions, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. G in New York, welcome.
How are you doing, Vince? Here with the annual New York report for you.
you wouldn't know from your accent that you're from New York.
Oh, bless you. Well, guess what? I had COVID for the whole month of January. Completely mask wearing, alcohol spraying, disinfecting. But, it's just like my wife's on the task force. She says you could have touched a letter. You could have touched an avocado in the supermarket and adjusted your mask, and boom, you got it. Anyone that doesn't have a pulse oximeter, one of those little gadgets that goes on your finger, they're not much. Buy it. It saved my life, and I'm sure many others. You got a doctor online, he'll probably tell you the same thing. I have a high fever, 103, was going on like that for 4 days, no appetite. You could have poured a bottle of hot sauce down my mouth. I wouldn't have tasted it. No smell, anything like that. Sick. I just didn't want to go to the hospital. I was sticking it out, so to speak. And my wife started putting that thing on my finger, and she's like, this is supposed to be in the 90s, and it's in the 80s. So I said, I'm not going to the hospital. Stubborn-headed Sicilian, very thick skull. But she got to me, and I went to the hospital. But we went to a local yokel hospital here that's about 10 minutes away, hung a bag of fluids on me, watched me, took a bunch of x-rays and x-raying this and that. I'm like, why are you x-raying my legs? You know, they just pulled everything they could to bill whatever they could. And 2 hours later said, oh, you're down to 101. You can go home. And sent me home like that. About 4 days later, repeat, 103 temperature. This time my pulse ox was 85 or something. And I didn't want, now I really didn't want to go back to the hospital. And my wife's like, you're going to go to sleep and you're not going to wake up tomorrow. You'll die a nice death. You're going to die in your sleep. And I had no cough, no runny nose, nothing. Just the high fever, aches and pains. So she spooked me, and we went to her hospital, which is a major hospital here in New York. And within 20 minutes, they said, we're giving you a Trump cocktail. I said, listen, I lived through the 60s and the 70s. I at least want to know what's going in me now. So they said, you're going to have this antibodies. You're going to have remdesivir. He mentioned something else, and I asked, he says, that's a steroid and something else that I also don't remember. Small bag, not like the big bags of fluid they hang on you. Put it in, went in quickly, 15, 20 minutes. They observe you for 45 minutes, cut me loose, and in 2 days, I was doing somersaults perfect. Why aren't they just doing this as soon as someone comes into the hospital? I mean, I can't find an answer for it by us. Her hospital says, oh, we usually do it, but, you know, not everyone comes to this hospital. There's other big hospitals, even right in Manhattan, that aren't doing this. Is it the cost? Vince, you have a doctor online you mentioned?
Yes. Well, Dr. Sheely's with us right here, right now. And
you're
Dr. Sheely, what are your thoughts
about
this?
Common sense question, and there is no common sense in the world, I'm sorry to say. Medicine is owned by the pharmacomafia. Most physicians have been brainwashed from the beginning of medical school to follow what the drug industry says. They don't think, they don't read. I mean, look. I just looked up and found 37,000 scientific articles on a subject that is not known by the average physician. I'm going to talk about it later today.
Yeah, this is
G, would you mind holding through the bottom of the hour break? Because I've got some questions for you. And
sure.
I was talking to someone
Whatever you want.
Yeah, that would be great, because I'd like our class to hear more about your experience and treatment. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Sheely and G.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Crews are working to prevent a real catastrophic flood situation and are evacuating people out of harm's way due to a leak at a wastewater pond in the Tampa, Florida area. So far, 316 homes have been evacuated and state authorities have closed portions of U.S. Highway 41. Manatee County officials are warning of a collapse at the Piney Point Industrial Site was imminent for the 77-acre wastewater pond. The old phosphorus plant in operation from 1960 to 2001 holds large pools of polluted water. India's Ministry of Health confirmed over 103,000 new COVID-19 infections on Monday. It's the first time India has reported over 100,000 new coronavirus cases in one day. Egypt held a 5-mile procession of 22 ancient mummies in Cairo as they were moved from a museum where they had been for over a century to a new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization Saturday night. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The U.S.-Mexico border is experiencing a major humanitarian crisis. 2 weeks ago, President Biden put Vice President Kamala Harris on task for a solution. So far, Harris has been silent. Journalist Jill Concha tells Fox News she's acting as if it's not her job.
She's not making any visit to the border anytime soon, apparently. There's nothing on the schedule. Jen Psaki always has to circle back in terms of when that may happen. Or if it's diplomatic, I don't hear about any trips to Guatemala or Nicaragua or Mexico. So the words of the Biden administration, yes, we're going to fix this problem. I'm tapping the vice president in order to fix it. But yet, in terms of deeds, nothing seems to be done. And I would think that if you want to solve this problem, you have to go to the border and see these facilities at 17 times the capacity during a pandemic, or maybe talk to Border Patrol officials or the people running these facilities where you have one that is supposed to only hold 250 people. It has 4,000 in it right now, 19,000 minors overall just last month.
More than half of this National Hockey League team is down with COVID-19, Dan Naraki reports.
The NHL's Vancouver Canucks are dealing with one of the worst COVID outbreaks in pro sports. ESPN reporting that more than half of the team's players have tested positive for the virus, with 16 players on the Canucks' COVID-19 protocol list as of Sunday. At least 3 coaches have reportedly tested positive as well. The league had postponed a week's worth of Vancouver's games, with the team returning to play this coming Thursday. But that date is expected to be pushed back, with the NHL hoping that the team will be able to resume play this season. The Canucks have 15 games remaining on their schedule, with 4 more that have been postponed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. That's the site to go to if you want to schedule an appointment, whether it be in person or via telecommunications, telephone, Skype, etc. G is with us in New York City. G, the last time that you were on the air with us, I'm paraphrasing, correct me if I'm wrong, you mentioned that there were body bags and refrigerated trucks at New York City hospitals because they had so many bodies that were attributed to dying of COVID that they had to store them in a temporary morgue, if you will, in refrigerated trucks on the property of hospitals. Is that correct?
There's certain hospitals that share parking lots with the building next door. So what that happened, usually what happened in the case, and it was a lot of deaths, but that wasn't the main problem. The main problem was you need a death certificate, and that body's not leaving there till it has a death certificate. So it's a little bit of a messed up system, the person that does that, but they were way behind. They weren't giving them any extra help. The funeral homes back then were closed. I mean, you could put a body through it and probably have a cremation, but you certainly weren't going to have a service. And people were saying, well, could you hold the body until it's time for us to have a service? And they were like, no, this could go on. We didn't know back then. This could go on for months or a year, 2 years. So that certainly added to it. But there was a lot of deaths, yeah. And it's indiscriminate. I mean, you could have a guy that runs the marathons in great shape, non-smoker, doesn't drink, and he could be dead in 2 weeks. And then have a senior citizen in his late 70s, smoker most of his life and everything, and he'll pull through. I dodged a bullet. I mean, I was never a smoker. I consider myself a light drinker. I don't drink unless, we're going out and it's an occasion, so that's maybe 5 or 6 times a year. I would say I'm in pretty fair health, and I consider I thank God every day I dodge that bullet. Because that some things just don't seem to work, but this cocktail, whatever it is, all I can say is it works for me. And everyone I've spoken to that was lucky enough to get it seemed to do well. I mean,
gee, let's ask Dr. Shealy.
Let's ask
Dr. Shealy. Let's ask him. Dr. Shealy, what do you think of an IV should someone get COVID-19?
Well, of course, my favorite would be 75 to 100 grams of vitamin C. Mm-hmm. You can have the same kind of benefit, in my opinion.
G, I was at Dr. Shealy's office many times over the years, and I had what's called a Myers cocktail, M-Y-E-R-S cocktail.
Right.
And Dr. Shealy, have you heard of it? Have you heard of a Myers cocktail? Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't myself personally. I don't know about the doc.
Okay, well, he will, what would the term be? He will treat with a Myers cocktail. And my immune system needed a tremendous boost. And Dr. Shealy has administered these with 50 grams of vitamin C intravenously, 75 and maybe even 100, along with some other supplements. Dr. Shealy, can you describe the Myers cocktail for our class?
Well, yeah, the basic is the vitamin C. Now, in order to take that much vitamin C, you need to mix it with B-complex, B12, folic acid, some calcium, and some magnesium. But that combination I've been using since 1979.
Well, what do you think about these real high doses of the of vitamin D3? He had me on this 50,000 IU vitamin D3, but he wanted me to take that 4 times a day for the first week.
That's okay, too. I often recommend, even if you feel a virus coming on, you take 150,000 units three days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
In conjunction with the
C and the zinc also.
Yep.
Dr. Shealy has been recommending this to our radio class for years, way before COVID-19 was even known. I'm talking many, many years. So we have, you know, in our family, vitamin D3. Everyone takes it as a regimen, 50,000 units once a week. And that's what Dr. Shilley had recommended years ago to us. And, of course, B-complex and vitamin C. And he's recommended, you know, multiple grams of vitamin C per day. And I take 4 grams of vitamin C every day, along with his multivitamin, which is called Dr. Shilley's Essentials. So, because, Dr. Shilley, would you share with our class the relationship between vitamin C and vitamin B complex?
Well, D3 is the top of my list for everybody. In addition, you need C, but you can't take orally. Over, most people can't tolerate more than 5 grams, but some can go up to 10. But then you need, of course, B-complex, because if you take too much vitamin C, you can have trouble with kidney stones if you don't have an adequate B6. So everything affects everything. But we always compensate, and I've only had one person who didn't take my advice, and he admitted afterwards when he got a kidney stone, oh, I forgot to take the B6, Doc. Well, enjoy your kidney stone.
Oh, yeah, that is just horrific pain. That is just a horrific. I've caught a couple of good beatings in my life, and nothing compares to this kidney stone that I had. I mean, really.
You know, I've heard it described lots of ways, G, but never that well.
Yeah. Oh.
G, I have a dear friend who lives on the East Coast, and he called in and talked to Dr. Shilley several weeks ago. His name is Pat. I'll even tell you his last name, Pat Guadagno. And in freshman homeroom, our brother at the Catholic school used to mispronounce his name, not Guadagno, which is what it is. He Gaudano, and he'd yell at him. But so Pat Guadagno is a saloon singer. He's been on television. He's been in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry. He's played with the greats, and that's all he's ever really wanted to do. Because when I knew him as a child, he was practicing on his Fender and his Gibson guitar, his 12 string, and he's become quite an accomplished musician. He's been for decades an accomplished musician. Anyway. He called in, and he contracted COVID, and he wanted Dr. Shilley's advice as to, you know, some of the things that he should do. And Dr. Shilley had some recommendations, and I'm sure Pat Guadagno followed them to the letter. Well, here's what happened. During this discussion on air, Pat said that once a week he goes through his phone and he deletes those who he knew who died that week. That's how bad COVID is in his world. Now, his world is different because as a musician, he would play, you know, in crowds, you know, crowds of people.
Yelling,
so it's different.
Screaming, spraying.
Yeah, right. Whatever they do, you know, he was on stage. So it was a great Petri dish, a great way to concentrate the spread.
Oh, Lord.
But he said it was terrible. It was terrible, his experience with COVID. And his oxygen sats got into the 80s, and it was pretty scary. So you mentioned a pulse oximeter. I have one right here in the studio. And as a matter of fact, I've been recommending them in class as something that people should buy. You can get them on eBay, class, for about $10 shipped. And this is a little device it's like... you want to describe what it is?
I don't know what it is, Vince. It's a plastic box that clips on your finger, and it tells you what you need to know. Very simple. If it's below or above this, you got to go to the doctor. If it's not, you're fine.
Okay. So what it will do, class, is it will tell you numerically, digitally, what your heart rate is, beats per minute, and also simultaneously what your oxygenation rate is. It will tell you both of those things. And it's kind of like, think of it like a clothespin, except wider and shorter.
Yeah.
Put your finger in it. There's no puncturing. There's no bleeding. You hardly even know it's there. And you press this little button and you tell it to start counting. And I'm doing it right now. Let's see. I should have my result in just a couple seconds. Okay. Oxygenation is 97 and it tells me my heart rate. So it's as simple as that. You didn't hear me wince. There's nothing to it. Less than $10 typically. And the one I have has got a blue top and a white body. And that's the one I like the best. $10 or so on eBay. Dr. Sheila, your comments, please.
Well, I use it quite frequently, almost every patient here in the office, because it is critically important. And it's amazing sometimes somebody walks in with an oxygen saturation of 75%, and you need it to be at least 96 to 98%.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And what happens, this gentleman that had it was in the 70s, was he alive?
Oh, yeah. And I did was put a PEMF device on his chest for 30 minutes, and he came up to 97%.
Uh-huh.
PEMF stands for Pulse Electromagnetic Frequency. And I have one here in the studio, and I use it at least a couple hours every day now. I started out with 15 minutes on my chest, and I wanted to see where, I had a pulse oximeter on me to see if there were any, if I had a negative reaction. Nope, I did not. And 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45, an hour, multiple times a day, an hour. Now it's 2 hours at a crack at least. So, it absolutely works for me. And by the way, Dr. Shuley, it lowers my heart rate.
Yes, it does that as well.
It does. And I believe that it is in the business of repairing my lungs. I believe it has done that. Seriously, my inflammation is like darn close to zero now. Darn close. So where it was on a scale of 1 to 10, it was probably like 20. But it really works well. So, G, did you have anything else that you wanted to share with us about your experiences with COVID? How about friends and family? Have you experienced any death that you know of?
My wife, who you know, and my son-in-law were probably one of the first ones to get the vaccinations, and they got it, months and months and months ago. Everybody got sick except for them. The biggest problem was my mother, who's in her, late 80s. And I said, I'm going to lose my mother. And I said, you know what? Got to get everything in order. Get everything prepared. We're going to get her through this. First thing, pray. Second thing, get her comfortable. She was asymptomatic.
Hold that thought.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Telephone number at his clinic, not for the broadcast, but if you want to talk to his office and set up an appointment, that's 417-351-5221 in Springfield, Missouri. 417-351-5221. G in New York is with us. G, you were mentioning, we're talking about COVID, and were you saying something about your mother being asymptomatic?
My mother tested positive. She wasn't showing any signs of being sick, and I said, listen, this high rate of, you know, false positives and false negatives, I said that I want to test it again. So I went to a completely different place, and I actually think it was a different type of test, and she tested positive again. And they said, oh, your mother, you know, might be just asymptomatic. And, you know, I sometimes just talk out loud, and I says, oh, that's exactly what I was asking God for, and that's exactly what we got. You got it, but nothing's going to happen to her. And she didn't have the slightest of a runny nose or anything. Fine, you'd never know it. But that's, Vince, that's like the most dangerous thing of all, because the ones that aren't getting tested are these super spreader people. You know what I'm saying? They're out touching every grapefruit they can, looking at a birthday card and putting it back and taking the next one. And believe me, if they say you can't get it like that, you can. That's just an outright lie. I mean,
Dr. Shealy,
we dump our packages. One
Dr.
second.
Shealy,
we dump all our packages out. We have a UV, you know, a black light, a special thing my wife ordered. let everything sit under that for 10, 15 minutes and a quick wipe before it goes into the pantry or the refrigerator.
Dr. Shuler, your thoughts?
Well, personally, we did have a test, and I was negative, and I'm not going to have another test because I don't believe in the vaccine, but that's it.
G, and Dr. Shuler in class, here's what we do. If the mail comes to the mailbox, someone will go out to get the mail after it's been there for quite a while. We'll talk hours. And then the mail is picked up with disposable gloves, okay? And then it is put in the sun, if it's a sunny day, for a day or two. It'll be flipped over. Packages, the same thing. Packages are left outside in the sun. Or they get thrown. Sometimes the mail just gets thrown. In, we have a really long driveway. It's about a third of a mile long. The mail will be thrown in the back of the pickup truck, 8-foot bed, and it's parked in the sun. The mail just sits there and for a couple days. And, you know, it gets flipped a couple times with gloves. Same thing with packages that arrive. We are extremely cautious, but we are of the few that we know who have not gotten COVID. We're of the few. I talked with a gal who cuts hair and over the weekend, and here's what happened to her. So she said she got it. And I asked her where she got it from, and she knew. And she said, yeah, she got it from a gal she works with in the same beauty salon. And her whole family, you know, the gal I know, her whole family got COVID, husband, you know, children, etc. And they were down for weeks. They felt awful for weeks. But she said it was like a bad cold. But I remember when people got a bad cold, Dr. Shuler, you know, I'm talking years ago, when people got a bad cold, they said, oh, it's terrible, I had a bad cold, I thought I was going to die. So it used to be when you got a bad cold, you thought you were going to die. It was so miserable. Now people say when they get a bad cold, you know, it was not too bad. I guess that's because they didn't die of COVID. Any comments, Dr. Shuler?
Yeah, I think it's about true.
Yeah. And I remember a bad cold was a miserable thing. Absolutely miserable. I mean, you kind of want to crawl up in bed and have everybody leave you alone. And that's what, or your nose was running, your eyes were, you know, feverish, and it was just terrible. But that was considered, now it's considered, you know, bad cold is like a, you know, okay thing. Very interesting,
yeah.
G.
Yeah.
We've had some extended family members, two of them died. A visiting, you know, nurse type person who was taking care of one of the, these were great grandparents, but they were in their 80s, kind of like your mom's age. Visiting a nurse kind of brought it to the house, and then they both, you know, husband and wife got it, died within 10 days of each other of COVID.
Oh,
and
my
their
God.
Then the children, who would be, you know, our age, in their 60s, went to, you know, to help out mom and dad. Before they realized they had COVID, they all got it, so three of them got it, and some of their children got it. And so one of the children, whose parents were killed by COVID, was diagnosed as a long-term person, long-term healing, brain fog, damaged lungs, reduced capacity, physical capacity of the entire person. So what I'm saying is some people, like your mom, seem to fine. Others die, and others are somewhere in between. Gee, I've got to run. We're going into the top of the hour. Thank you so much for sharing your wealth of knowledge regarding your experiences with COVID and your family, etc. Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure, Vince. My pleasure.
I look forward to seeing you soon. And Dr. Shuler and I will be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.